Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Here we go. 0344-499-1000 is the phone number.
You watch tomorrow. England is going to be full of Scottish people slapping their kids. It's good. They're all going to come here and do it. How could anyone? I could say, how could anyone? I can see all the tweets and texts that the other shows on this station get. And, I can see everybody who wants to smack children. I mean, you want to smack children? Smacking children should be, assaulting children should be illegal. It seems really, really obvious to me. Ever smacked your kids, Kath?
No.
Never smacked mine. Are your kids, are they going around stabbing each other?
No.
No. Although, let me find a text I saw earlier. Hang on.
I heard an expert, quote unquote, talking to Eamon Holmes earlier today.
Yeah.
It was a guy from Spiked.
Okay.
Saying that.
I don't know what Spiked is.
I think
is.
It's an online magazine, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Saying that it's an expression of love, smacking your children, setting them straight, and a slap.
Okay.
I prefer a low tone and threats.
Yeah.
This is what works for me. We don't do that. You carry on. We're going home.
I can't find it, but there was a message earlier saying, I bet none of the kids who go around stabbing each other were smacked as kids. Well, that is rubbish. I was smacked as a kid, right? And I was smacked as a kid, never did me any harm. Well, hang on, I turned out to be a divorced drug addict. Not saying that was the cause for it, but there has been some harm in my life, was the smacking part of it. I don't know. And most people that say, well, smacking never did me any harm, look at the state of you. Idiots.
My mum...
I'm cleverer than you. That's why I don't smack my kids, because I'm clever. I'm smart. I don't raise my hand and they go, oh, God. I talk to them, I discuss things, and if they don't, you know, I educate them and I punish them with other ways.
My mum used to slap me now and again, and she regretted it every time.
Yep.
She would come up and say that she regretted it every time, and she's spoken to me since as an adult, and she said that one time she really did go to town on me. I know, I can't remember that. She said, but she knew she'd lost her temper. She knew she'd lost her temper.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that to my children.
No. If you want to phone up... Here's the thing. The people listening to this show are, for the most part, intelligent, well-rounded people. So there won't be anyone going, but I've smacked my kids and I'm all right. See, if you smack your kids, you're thick. I once had an argument with Philip Schofield about it. He used to smack his kids. Thicko.
It's old-fashioned.
Thick. Phil, I call him, because you don't need to do it. And then so goes, well, what if they were about to run in front of a car?
I should be holding your hand.
And they ran in front of the car, and they said, right, well, if they'd run in front of a car, they'd be shitting themselves anyway. I would happily shout at them to stop them running. I would have a strong word with them about the effects and all of that. I would judge the situation. I'm not going to hit them. Idiots.
Also,
yes?
You lose the argument if you hit a kid, because mm-hmm. then they hit their sister or brother or kid in the street, kid at school, and you can't say to them, don't hit somebody. Well, you hit me. When my daughter hits the other one, I always say, now, why did you hit your sister? She annoyed me. You're annoying me. I don't hit you. Why not?
My mum bit me once. because I bit the cat and threw the cat down the stairs, and then I bit my sister, and so she bit me. And yeah, right, I never bit again, but it, 40 years later, I'm still talking about the day my mum bit me and thinking, that was weird, man. That was a weird thing to do. I tell you who the type of person that probably enjoys hitting their kids is the type of people, and we get them occasionally, who phone me up and say they want to beat me up because they don't like my views on things. That's what happens, guys. So, no, well done, Scotland. Let's bring it into the rest of the United Kingdom, please. Makes absolute perfect sense. Of course, we should not physically assault children. Makes sense to me. Let's go to Lee. Good evening, Lee.
Oh, you've got me coming up to a place where there's a dead spot on the phone. What, Catherine? Lovely to be on your show, darling. Hello, Ian. All right, mate.
I'm the one that controls the faders. So.
Are you real?
I'm the one that controls the faders, so I don't know. Well, we'll give him another go. It's been a long day. Let's give him another go. Go on, Lee. It's a second chance. Away you go.
Have I done something wrong?
Apart from being a prick, no. Go on, what you got?
Oh, Ian, don't say that, mate.
Lee, what?
Love you. Don't call me a prick, for God's sake.
All right, sorry, Dad. What would you
Catherine, like? Catherine, sort him out.
What would you like to say, Lee?
No, at the beginning of the show, you were talking about pain. Remember? Pain.
Yes.
Remember?
I remember, yes.
Catherine, stop taking the piss.
Stop giving me material then. Crack on.
Get to your point, please.
Well, I'm trying to crack on, but you're butting in, Cap.
No. I'm not butting in. I'm in charge.
All right.
Continue.
I remember.
Oh, it's taking the mic out.
No, it's waiting for you to get on with what you're saying, you absolute muppet. What do you want?
Hey, you're racist, Ian, taking the mic out of my language. Anyway, about this pain.
Yes.
Right. I knew nothing about pain apart from banging me toe. In me funny bone. Then 14 years ago, we got a little step down to our toilet at home.
Yeah, go on.
No, I don't even know why that was funny. Anyway.
A little step down to your toilet?
No, listen. Like, you're laughing. I never fell down it.
No.
My wife did.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
And as she stepped down, you know, sometimes, you go on the edge of your foot and you sort of go to the side. She broke her ankle.
Oh.
It was bent all out of shape.
Oh, unlucky.
So I'd done the right thing, you know, as the husband.
Yes.
I just run around the kitchen with my hands in the air because I just could, looking at her foot.
It was horrible.
I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Bag of peas.
14 years. No, mate.
Bag of peas.
14 years later.
Yeah.
She lost her job in the bank. She used to work in a bank. Everything was hunky dory. So they put her in plaster, all that. 6 weeks later, the plaster come off, and generally you think everything's going to be all right. But it wasn't. And it took like a year or so for someone to give her like a diagnosis.
I'll tell you what the most painful thing is, listening to this phone call. I'm living this in real time.
You're... Ian, I like you, but you're an arsehole.
You are.
Can I talk to Catherine and maybe she won't be so rude?
I will turn my. I'm turning my back on you and I'm not listening. Catherine, tell me when he's finished. It'll be about an hour.
Proceed, Lee. Come on. Let's hear it.
Anyway. All right then. Because I do go on a bit. I know that because my wife tells me. Anyway, have you heard of the McGill pain scale?
He's talking to you because he's not talking. He won't talk to me anymore. Tell me to talk to me.
Tell me about it.
Very petty man.
I got struck off, so no.
What do you mean? Tell you about? I just told you, Catherine.
Hey! don't be shouting at me, mate.
No.
Let's all calm down.
It's the craze versus what are you like? Peaky Blinders. Come from around your way, isn't it, Kath? It's the craze versus the Peaky Blinders. Away we go.
I'm not from Birmingham.
Well, what is it from Manchester then? What's the Manchester equivalent? Bez. It's the craze. Hang on a minute. It's the craze versus the Happy Mondays. It's the craze versus Joy Division. What is the gangster equivalent?
He doesn't sound like the craze. He sounds like Charlie Slater.
Okay, all right.
How about him? Who's got his back turned to me?
We have to go on. We'll get paid to talk for 3 hours anyway.
Well,
I asked you to tell me about the McGill scale and you took umbrage. Now, deep breath.
She said umbrage. She said umbridge, not Uxbridge. All right, mate? It's a word.
Listen, I'm a black cab driver. I thought she said Uxbridge. I don't know what umbridge means, but... Anyway,
offence.
You want crossing to go on the other side of the river,
right? I've just got home, so I'm gonna reduce my volume.
Reduce your volume. You don't want to wake your wife in case her foot still hurts. Why don't you go into your luxury hot tub in your back garden?
No, listen, Catherine. Have you heard of the McGill?
No. Again.
Right, look here, I'm on a computer, Claire.
I ain't looking it up. If you know what it is, you tell me.
We're having a combo.
He's just woken his missus up.
Yeah, hold on then.
Bloody hell.
I'll tell you. What'd you say?
Nothing.
Catherine.
Tell me about the McGill scale. This is the fourth time you've mentioned it and you've not told me anything about it.
Right, I'm just about to, because I'll... Got it up already.
Dirty. Yeah.
And where are you? And what it is?
Yeah.
Right, here we go. Here we go. Right, this is the McGill Pain Index. Ian, don't wind me up, son.
No, not doing anything.
I'm from South London.
Yeah, so what? Yep. Do you know John Ruskin Street?
Of course I know John Ruskin Street, Camel New Road, the other end.
Well, my family used to live on John Ruskin Street, so don't give me this South London nonsense. Hillingdon Street, then it goes round. You know Hillingdon Street, then it goes round to John Ruskin Street. That's where my nan used to live and where my cousins used to live.
Do all you people shout?
Oh, you're an odd bastard, isn't you?
What's your language? Yeah. We can't have a beat. What's
common.
Very common. Very proud. Very proud of it.
You're very common.
He's having a go at me for being common.
Anyway, the pain scale.
Right. So, zero is no pain. Then it goes up to number 10, which is a sprain. Number 20, toothache.
Yeah.
You had toothache, Kathy.
Yeah.
Top toothache.
Number 30, this phone call.
You see, on the Joanna now.
Come on, you can't resist.
To me, and he's on the poxy piano.
Because I'm a Londoner, that I think of her, wherever I roam. Come on, everybody! I get a finely feeling inside of me. It's number 5 on this crappy scale. I'm singing so loud I woke the missus up, and my brothers are in jail.
So, number 20...
He's still doing...
Number 20, it goes after shingles, nerve pain and arthritis. That's number 20.
Arthritis?
I know him.
Now. Listen, you're spending too long with him.
20 minutes on
you
this
never used
call.
To be like this, Catherine.
I've always been like this.
Not as bad.
Yeah.
You're getting worse.
Are you telling us that the highest pain is the pain that your wife may have felt being married to you for so long? Is that what we're getting to?
Not really.
Hey, Lee! Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I love London's town. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I think of wherever I go. I get a funny feeling inside of me. Just walking up and down. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner. Maybe it's because he's a Londoner that he won't shut bloody up. Maybe it's because he's a Londoner that he's getting on all about it. He phoned up 20 minutes ago to tell us about her indoors. The thing is, he's never been married, 'cause he's a bloody bore.
Anyway, number 30 is fibromyalgia. And I can't read the other bit.
I'm surprised you read that much.
But some of it is chronic back pain and phantom limb pain.
Phantom limb pain.
Right.
Yes.
That's 30.
Okay.
We're going up to 50.
Blimey.
All right, relax. I'll try and get quicker. this is going to annoy Catherine. Oh, my God. Guess what's number 40? Childbirth.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You hear that, Catherine?
Yeah, but I had very pointy children. You find a bit where it says the kids are pointy. Honestly, one of them had a fist to her face. It was like giving birth to the thinker.
What is the point of this? Can we just jump to number 50? And was it your missus that felt the pain?
Listen, number 40 is childbirth. Oh, and 42 is CRPS. Chronic regional pain syndrome.
I'm feeling it right now.
That's what she's got.
Right. And at number 50, it's banging your knee on a coffee table.
No. Do you know what number 50 is?
Is it a paper cut?
Wrong.
Standing on a Lego.
Is it a kick in the Jacobs?
Ringing Ian Lee.
Get out of
it. I kind of love him.
What a waste.
Can we keep him?
No, we cannot. What even was that? This is Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
unbelievable tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
0344. 499-1000 is the telephone number. Peace reigns. He's calling me common. let's go to Jake. Good evening, Jake.
Yeah, good evening, Ian.
Jake, whoa.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to tell him? You tell him, please.
Yeah, Jake, you can't drop the F-bomb.
Okay, is he a yellow card?
Kathy?
Withdraw,
yeah? First of all,
Where's this going? Jake, your fade is down. No one can hear you. Going to give you one more chance, right? You can't drop an F-bomb on the air. You cannot speak to the co-host of the show like that anytime, okay?
Whatever.
Okay.
Thanks for your time, Jake. Really nice speaking to you. 0344. Do you want to try again? Do you want to be polite, young man?
Yeah, I'll be polite.
Would you like to apologise to Catherine?
I haven't said anything untoward towards her.
Would you like to apologise for the F-bomb?
To who?
Thanks very much for your call, Jake. Goodbye, mate. Goodbye.
You seem nice.
You've been waiting about 30 minutes for that.
Here's the thing, right? I barely tolerate Kath. Calling me Kathy.
No.
You're going to get my back up.
No.
Calling me Kathy and telling me to pipe down. Not going to work.
Just manners, guys. Here's the thing. She ain't here just to make the tea. She does make tea. She ain't here just to make the tea. She's not here to... She's the co-host, right? We host this show together. She also produces the show as well, so she does a lot more work than me. You know the podcast you get? She does that. Ain't me, right? So it's not like she's here, we're doing her a favour. It's not like she's won a competition to be here. The competition she's won is like 20 years, 25 years, really hard work to be co-hosting a national late-night radio show. So don't phone up and speak to her or me or Sam or anybody on this team like that. Ever. Jake, if you want to phone up and apologise and you want to do it with good grace and good humility, I will certainly listen to it. It's up to Catherine whether she decides to or not. I can't speak for her. But I would certainly consider your apology. But don't anyone phone up like and speak to you like that or me or Sam like that.
No.
And by the way, people are rude to Sam. Sam's the young man that answers the phones, right? Guess what? He tells us. He's not grassing. He tells us. Right? Because I've asked him to tell us if people are rude to him. But some people are very, very dismissive to him. All right, he's calling back in. We've got a full delay. All right, let's see how this goes, Catherine. Are you okay to speak to him again?
Yeah, as long as you don't give me any old lip.
Okay, Jake.
Yeah, hi, Ian. And hi, Cathy. Sorry if I...
Stop calling me Cathy.
Is it... What's your name? Catherine?
Yeah.
Catherine of Aragon. Okay.
Right.
Let's move forward.
No,
right.
Well, I'm not ready to move forward.
Why?
Because you sound like a bit of a... Nob, what's the matter? Why are you coming on all attitude? Why are you coming on full of attitude?
I've got one. It's not very big, but it works.
I doubt that. Listen, why? What's with
no,
the attitude?
Excuse me.
What's with the attitude? And why are we now? Why are we discussing your fertility?
I've got three whys. Why did you give that
fascinating character?
I know. So full of fury.
Fascinated.
Yeah.
Not fascinated enough to listen to his points, but fascinated why he's so angry.
Yeah. And it's directed at me.
And it's directed at women. You're a woman.
Yeah.
We got the test results back, guys, and turns out I was wrong. I owe you an apology. She is a lady. Anger directed at you. Fascinated. I could do the rest of the show just fading this guy in and out.
This is the other thing. When people come on and they think they can divide and conquer.
You know, we're like really good mates and stuff. We've worked together for about 6-7 years. You know that, right? We're really good mates. And our kids play with each other and stuff. You know that. So, it's, I mean...
Go on.
I'm from the 90s.
Missed all of that, Jake. Your fader was down.
I'm like a Terry Christian.
Okay. No, Terry Christian has redeeming qualities. Jake, what would you...
You are Terry Christian with black hair.
What are you shouting for?
Because...
Why are you so angry, man? What's the anger about?
I'm not, though. I'm just animated.
Are you on drugs? Can I ask that? Are you on cocaine? There's a cokey vibe coming here.
Are you on... No, you are already on drugs. Sorry, Ian, sorry.
I'm on Nurofen.
I was going to ask if you are.
I'm on Nurofen.
I was going to ask you... No, I was going to ask if you were on drugs. And
I haven't had a Class A drug since March the 27th, 2018.
So you say.
No, I have no reason to lie about it.
Well, I have no reason to believe you.
OK. Are you on drugs? Because there's a very dark vibe that generally only comes from cocaine that I'm getting from you.
Cocaine? Odd. You don't understand
the word cocaine. Wow. Okay, that's the best you got.
I don't understand why you brought it up.
Because
it must be something that's prevalent and pertinent in your life.
No, because I'm getting a very dark. I told you, Jake, but you're not listening.
Because it's part of your life.
It's
part of you. It's who you are. You're a cocaine addict.
I'm not a cocaine addict. I'm a drug addict. I would take any drug that was put in front
You're
of me.
You're a cocaine addict. That's why you brought up cocaine.
I was a drug addict. I am a drug addict. I
you
would take
brought
anything.
Up cocaine because you have a cocaine addiction.
I'm a... don't know if you
Stop
wanna...
bringing up cocaine. I do not do cocaine.
I think you do
Stop
cocaine.
Stop bringing up cocaine.
Stop saying cocaine.
You said cocaine more than I have.
Because you brought it up first.
Just let it go then. It wasn't an assumption, it was a question. Didn't assume anything. I never assumed anything. I questioned things.
That preceded a question.
Jake, you're not as clever as you
think. You are a bad man. And I shall stop you.
Oh.
What did he say?
I shall stop
you. You will not stop me. I am here.
I will stop you, Jake, because you're not here anymore.
what was that?
Stopped you. Let's go to Michael. Good evening, Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hello, yes, Ian. Hello, hi.
Hello.
Yep, just wondering, I understand you have
Is there a new drama school started or something, and they've all been set the assignment. Right, here's what you have to do. You have to create a character, and you have to go on a national phone-in show and really live that character. I want you to record it and bring it in, and we will listen to them next Monday, and the best one will get an A+. Is that what's going on, Michael?
Okay.
Prefer the callers from last night. What would you like to say, Michael?
I'm just wondering that I understand you have a video game convention coming up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, including my friend Zypho.
Okay, I don't know who's going to be there, but I will be in Blackpool on October. I think it's the 12th and the 13th.
12th to the 13th. Okay then, mate. Thank you very much.
And scene.
I'm speechless. Can we get the clip of him shouting just once, "You are a cocaine addict"? Can we have that? Because I can find a use for that. I'll play that. That'll be my ringtone, just to remind me. Switchboard's empty. Jeez. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
This station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
People suggesting that some or all of those callers may have been Alex Lowe. Definitely wasn't Alex Lowe.
No.
I guarantee you that. Can guarantee you that. Let me just, whilst I'm sorting out the phones, I'm going to go to line two. Good evening, line two. You're on the wireless.
Oh, good evening, Ian, and good evening, Kath.
Good evening, Gafford.
Hello. Quick question. If I move, do I have to give up the nickname?
I wasn't listening to what you were saying.
If he moves, does he have to give up the nickname?
Well, what nickname?
Gafford. Gary from Catford.
Is that where it comes from?
If I'm no longer... gave it to me, yeah.
No, I thought your name was Gafford.
Yeah.
No, not on my bus, is it?
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, you check your name. Where are you moving to?
Well, I don't want to reveal that. It's in Kent somewhere, but if I
Ghent,
you'll be Gary from Kent, or as I would call it, Gafford.
It's all right, then, as I'm signing the contract. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much indeed. Moving to Kent, lock up your daughters. Not saying he's a sexual deviant. Don't mean it like that. Just a thing people say. I'm sure it'll be lovely. Let's try Nick. Good evening, Nick.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Kath.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, it's me again.
Nick.
Ian, sorry. I'd like you to admit that Little Tobo was a TV series.
Troll.
It was originally a film in 1963.
Troll.
It was Canadian.
Troll.
And then from 1979
Troll.
To
this guy sent me an email yesterday begging me to accept unacceptable, that The Littlest Hobo was a TV show. I will not accept that because it's simply not true.
The dog's name, the original dog's name in real life was called London.
Incorrect, because we are in London. How could we be inside a dog?
No, the dog's name was called London in real life.
And in real life, I'm in London right now. You're telling me I'm having it off with a dog?
Oh.
That is libel. That is libelous to suggest I sex up dogs.
And the series ran from 1979 to 1985.
OK, tell me what happened in it.
Oh, it was a dog who used to go round and help people.
Here
with
we
their
go.
Problems.
This is when it gets. This
How
is
can
when
a dog help with problems.
Thank you. This is when it starts to fall apart. Listen to what you're saying. A dog would go around and help people. So he was a guide dog, right?
Even though he was a German Shepherd,
right?
And I grew up with our family had German Shepherds, so I remember.
And did your German Shepherds go around helping people?
No, he did.
Because they can't. They're dogs, mate.
You know it was a TV series.
This is like the Flat Earthers. The Flat Earthers. I can put up a better argument than this, Nick. Sorry, mate, but I will not admit the unadmittable.
It's true. Just look online. You'll find it.
Mate, you can look online and you can see all kinds of things. That Elvis is alive and is making love to snowmen.
He's in a chip shop.
Thank you very much indeed, Nick.
Absolute flim-flam.
There we go. Jake's calling in again. Good luck. Good luck with that, Jake, because we're... all ignoring your call. But thank you so much for it. I really appreciate your time. Sam's on fire tonight. Sam is on fire tonight. Love it.
If we could have had a conversation with Jake, I would have heard him out, but just so cross.
What's the song I'm singing? Oh, do you remember? Remember that?
That's not Zambezi, is it?
Yeah. Zambezi, 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 Africa. Zambezi, 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 Zambezi.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.